morning. Maraming lagi nagsasabi, takot sila sa numbers. Pero for the past several years na in-offer namin yung course, lagi pong top-notcher ang course na to save sa enrollment. So, hindi ko alam kung may ano ba yun, kung anong effect nun. Yung mga takot sa numbers, usually yun yung mga nag-e-enroll. So, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Tricia C. Askan. I'm your course coordinator. I am a CPA by profession, but my practice is in the field of the academe. Kasi apat po yung fields ng accountancy profession. Meron pong public practice, merong private, may government, and meron po sa academe. So napunta po ako sa academe because my passion is in teaching. I have been an assistant professor at the Department of Agribusiness Management, pero hindi po kami nag-abot ni Brian. So hindi ko naging estudyante si Brian noon. But for family reasons, kasi kailangan mag-alaga ng mga bata, nag-semi-retirement mode po ako. And right now, I'm involved with the UP Open University in terms of the continuing professional education, and also as a course writer and developer. And I'm also a senior lecturer sa degree program nila na Masters in Public Management. To start with, the course description, the focus is on the small-scale enterprises engaged in service business. Although lahat po ng accounting process, halos pare-pareho naman po yan, may konting kumbaga modification lang po pagdating sa manufacturing at saka sa trading business. But since this is the simplest, what you will see and what you will go through in our course is for the service business muna. The scope, our scope is on a basic accounting process, meaning you will learn how to identify transactions, kung ano ba yung tamang transactions, business transaction, how to record transactions, and how to use these transactions to be able to prepare how to make these transactions useful in your business. Okay. So in terms of preparing a report, no, ang tawag natin po doon ay financial statements. And the expected output is the completion of the accounting cycle. Yun po yung tawag natin dun sa proseso. Okay, for the course objectives, at the end of the course modules, the learner will be able to identify the importance of accounting and the nature and purpose of the information it provides in a business enterprise, identify the different financial statements, determine financial transactions and its proper classification, understand the accounting equation and how transactions affect the equation. Yung equation po, simple lang naman ito. Wala po tayong quadratic equation. So, hindi rin po tayo gagamit ng calculus. Okay, so wag po kayong matakot. Kasi simpleng math lang po ang gagamitin natin dito. Addition, subtraction, multiplication. No? Mas maganda pag multiplication, ibig sabihin nag-grow yung ating business. Okay. So, simple lang. Okay. So, describe the accounting cycle. Record and summarize financial transactions in the book of accounts. Prepare trial balance, make the adjustments, prepare financial statements, and close the books. Okay. Understand how cash flows affect the operations of the business. Prepare a simple cash budget, and understand the basic taxation rules and requirements of a business enterprise, especially po na medyo mahigpit ang BIR ngayon, at si Ms. Kim Inaris po, halos lahat ng sulok ng mga businesses talaga, not only businesses but also the professionals, di ba? Doctors, lahat po, engineers, architects, lahat na yan. So kung kayo ay may self-employed, nako, hahabuli na rin kayo ni Ms. Kim Inaris. So it's important na meron tayong record, no? Maganda yung record ng ating business. So it's also our advocacy here in UPOU to help entrepreneurs talaga to learn, no, the language of the business, which is accounting. Okay. So for the course materials, we will use the following materials, no, the course guide. No, ito yung parang pinaka course outline natin. Nandito po yung the content, the deadlines, no? Yung katulad ng pinakita ni Jabez kanina, nandun po yung mga due dates, kung kailan kayo kung kailan dapat, kung kailan tayo mag-quiz, kung kailan may exercise, kung kailan magsasubmit ng assignment, kung ano yung mga topics, no? For that particular week. Oh, so nandun po lahat sa course guide natin. And then the course manual, which will be given to you later. Okay. An assignment guide, a CD containing PowerPoint presentation. So ito pong course ito may CD, no? Although yung content po pareho lang nung nasa course manual, but kung medyo mobile kayo, kung let's say nagta-travel kayo, pwede niyo i-save 'yon, tapos pwede niyo panoorin. So kahit saan makakapag-aral kayo. So wala nang kawala, sabi ni Jabez. Additional reference materials, no? So meron tayong mga supplementary materials as well as online references. So merong mga links ako na nandoon na pwede niyong puntahan, no, for additional references. Okay. For the course content, the course is divided into 4 units with 7 modules, no? So for unit 1, this is introduction to accounting process. And we have 2 modules in unit 1, the accounting overview and the financial statements and classification of accounts. So dito you will be exposed to a lot of terminologies, no, financial terminologies. So marami po talaga kayong matututunan ng mga bagong terms. Again, since this is the language of the business, no, it's important that you learn, no, you learn the language para pag nakipag-usap po kayo sa accountant ninyo, naiintindihan nyo. This is not to make you, dun sa mga enroll, this is not to make you overnight accountants, no? Hindi po kayo, pagkatapos ito, hindi kayo, pag gusto nyo kumuha ng board exam, hindi pa, kasi maraming fields ng accounting, biglang, uy, nagka-highest distinction ako, mag-CCPA board exam ako, hindi pa yon. No? So marami yon. But, at least, no, alam nyo na pag nakipag-usap kayo, bakit ganito yung ano ko, bakit may income ako, may profit ako, pero wala naman cash yung ano ko, yung aking bank balance, yung aking ano, yung passbook natin, di ba? So yung mga ganung ano, no? Unit 2, we have 3 modules, pero yung isa pong module is subdivided into 4. So basic accounting process. So nandito na yung, dito na papasok yung mga computations, no? Yung sinasabi yung math. Yan. Okay. Pero sa anong-ano lang to, hindi po talaga to, hindi kayo matatakot. Okay? Tsaka dapat simula ngayon, i-love nyo na talaga ang math. Kung gusto niyo yung ano, kung gusto niyo makapasa. Okay? Kung gusto niyo matapos yung course. Okay, so accounting equation using debit and credit in recording business transaction, kasi ito po talaga yung pag-uusapan. Anong debit? Anong credit? Anong debit? Yan, ganyan. Then we have the accounting cycle sa module 5. So we have 4 parang sub modules to, no? Journal entries, adjustment process, financial statement preparation, and the closing process. Okay, and then the third unit is the cash flow analysis. Okay, so nandito yung parang cash budgeting. So ano yung mga cash inflows, ano yung mga sources ng inyong funds, saan nanggagaling? Pwedeng sa bangko, nangutang kayo, pwedeng galing sa business yung kinita ninyo, pwedeng nag-additional investment kayo, no? So yung mga ganon. And then ano yung mga outflows, di syempre yung mga expenses, or nagbayad kayo ng interest, nagbayad kayo ng principal, and so on, and yun, yung mga ganon. Okay. And the last one is the business taxation, no? So for business taxation for small enterprises, although wala po ito, pag hinanap nyo ito sa course manual, wala siya. Kasi lagi po natin ito kasing ina-update. Kasi di ba, laging maraming bagong revenue memorandum, regulations. So ina-update natin ito, kaya hindi na po namin sinama yung ano, yung itong module na to. So online po ito, makikita nyo sa ating course site. Okay, for the course requirements, we have tatlo lang naman po ang requirements ko, no? We have online quizzes, which is 30%, online graded exercises, which is 10%, and the assignment, which is 60%. Though meron din po tayong mga discussion forums, pero hindi po optional po 'yon, no? But you are highly encouraged to participate in the forums. So yung iba sabi nga nung may nagsabi to, you hate daw niya ang ayaw daw po niya ng recitation. Yung pong discussion forum, yun po yung pinaka-recitation dito sa courses natin. So lahat po 'yan ng lahat ng courses meron like organic agriculture and EPPED and even SAPE. Kailangan, ano po yan, meron mga discussion forums para ma-enrich din po ninyo yung inyong, yung pag-aaral ninyo. Okay. For the house rules, it is important that you read the course guide. Yun po yung kauna-unahan yung dapat gawin. Siguro pag-uwi nyo sa bahay, i-download nyo na po yung course guide. Nandun na po yun sa course site. Kung meron na po kayong username and password, so makakapasok na po kayo. And then, basahin nyo pong mabuti, then i-internalize nyo po kasi nandun po talaga yung mga instructions. Para since you are a virtual student, no, hindi lagi tayo nagpapangita. No? So, pag nag-aaral ka through online, usually you're on your own. No? Ang kami, parang facilitator lang. Kami, coach, no? Yung ganyan. Pero yung pag-aaral talaga, talagang nasa inyo. So, ang una nyo gawin is to read the course guide. And then, yun, tingnan nyo kung ano yung mga, kailangan tandaan nyo na, i-calendar nyo na ito, yung mga dates, lalo na si Javis, naglagay na siya ng mga due dates. No? Sa akin, meron na rin. So, ilagay nyo na ito yung dapat i-clear ko yung aking schedule kasi meron kaming online quiz o meron akong isasubmit na assignment. No? Para pagdating ng ano, hindi tayo laging photo finish. No, na magsasubmit. Ang submission ko is laging 11:55 PM. Okay, para dun, usually on a Saturday. So para pagka yung mga working, no, meron pa silang time, no, na magpuyat para matapos yung assignment. Yan. And then visit the course site regularly. Okay, so sa akin naman at least weekly, no, si Javis kasi araw-araw daw niya except Wednesday eh. So sa akin at least weekly para medyo ano kumbaga sa ano hindi kayo nawawala sa sirkulasyon, no. Eh para makita niyo ano ba nangyayari dito, meron bang nag-post, meron bang issues, may mga questions ba, yung mga ganyan. Eh ano na ba yung mga announcement? Okay. And then try to follow the schedule given in the course guide. Okay. And then be, as much as possible, be punctual in submitting assignments. Kasi sa SAPE po kasi, ganito, yung assignment na isasubmit ninyo, kailangan, kasi ano yan eh, sunod-sunod yan eh, kailangan maibalik kumu sa inyo bago nyo isubmit yung susunod na assignment. No? Kasi, I have to check yung first part kasi yun yung magiging guide ninyo dun sa mga susunod na parts. No, otherwise, pag sinubmit yung lahat yan at may mali sa unahan, mali ng lahat yon. Okay, kaya, as much as possible, be punctual. Eh, sa ngayon po, as of yesterday to, 43 na ang enrolled. So, imagine ninyo kung gaano ko katagal to mag-check. So, ang hirap po talaga mag-check ng assignment. Especially, may yung numbers involved. Okay. Students are expected to be diligent and honest in their course requirements. Okay. There were instances in the past na may mga learners na nagkokopyahan, no? So as much as possible, wag niyo naman pong i-send through email do sa classmate. Oh, ito yung sagot ko. Tapos patingin nga nung ano mo, ano bang ginawa mo, so isesend. Tapos nakita nung classmate, ay, ganito nila sasubmit ko, then sinend na. Eh, nagkataon na hindi pinaltan yung pangalan. So, yung file name lang ang pinaltan, pero dun sa mismong pag binuksan mo yung assignment, yung name nung kaklase. So, yan. No, so, tapos nasa UP po tayo, so dapat medyo academic excellence, no? Okay, so, yan. So, dapat, ano po, honest po tayo. Kasi, syempre, nasa sa atin din po yun, di ba? Kung lolokohin natin yung sarili natin, hindi rin po tayo matututo. Okay, so, yun lang naman po, no? And hopefully, maging very fruitful po yung ating 16-week course. Sana marami uling makakomplete. No? And again, just like yung pinakita na ni JB saka I think si RM, yung meron ka, yung pare-pareho lang po yung mga completion, no? yung rating, no? So yung mga makakarating sa highest distinction, yan. So makakapag-speech po kayo dito sa unahan. And I just would like to siguro para ma-inspire na rin po kayo, gusto ko pong i-mention, meron po kayong classmate dito na nakadalawang valedictory address na. Yan. Gusto ko po siyang tawagin, si Mr. Mark Cabote. Yan. Mark. Tumayo ka, Mark. Okay, he was enrolled in Simplified Accounting for Entrepreneurs. Ilan ba? Two. And also PED. So parehong yon, top-notcher po siya. At saka siya po yung aming class, ano ba, valedictorian doon sa non-formal. Kasi sa akin po, ang grade niya is 100.3. Kasi nagbibigay po ako ng bonus. So imagine niyo po yun talagang. And yung batang yan, ano pa yan, kung mag-submit yan sa akin, photo finish, di ba? So kung 11.55 ang deadline ko, mga 11.35. Yan, nakakapag-submit siya. Pero kita niyo naman. So yun, para ma-inspire po kayo na matapos yung inyong course. Kasi ang ganda din naman po na sa resume at saka sa ano na, meron kayong natapos na highest distinction or at least satisfactory completion. So thank you very much.